It's A Couple Cooks, the podcast with Sonia and Alex Overheiser. We're a couple on a mission to find the tastiest good-for-you eats you can make in your kitchen, because the way we eat can make a meaningful difference.
Join us as we chase after real good food through stories, recipes, and conversations about cooking at home and eating well. Welcome to the A Couple Cooks podcast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're glad you're here.
We are married and we started this podcast to inspire your cooking journey.
And we have the website, acouplecooks.com, where you can find all the recipes that we talk about on this podcast, as well as many more. So head on over there for all of that fun. And speaking of couples and marriage, we decided to go all out on Valentine's Day for this episode.
Right. We're having a podcast all about love. So that can be love between two people, love within family, love for just people of all kinds all over the world.
Love between humans and dogs.
Yeah, love between humans and dogs. We know some of you may have mixed feelings about Valentine's Day. We also are not huge celebrators, but what we do love is the excuse to cook with people you love or just tell people you love that you love them.
Yeah, and if we need a holiday to do that, let's do it.
Exactly. So we thought for this episode, we'd talk a little bit about cooking dates because they're so much fun, not only between people who are married or dating, but also just as a family, just spending time cooking together and loving it.
Or with friends. We had cooking dates with two different couples today and it was tons of fun.
We did. We did homemade gnocchi, which was so fun. We rolled our own gnocchi, channeling our inner Italian grandmother, and made a vodka sauce, and it was delish.
Does your fake Italian grandmother drink a lot of vodka?
She does.
She's like Russian Italian.
Okay, we thought we'd also do something kind of fun to start out this episode. So, you know, ladies out there, you might know when you go to bridal showers and you play the newlywed game with the person who's getting married, we thought it might be a fun thing to do to start out our segment to see how well Alex and I know each other. What do you think, Alex? Are you game?
I mean, we've been married 10 years. I think we know each other pretty well.
I hope so. There's always new things to learn, though. Okay, so how it works is that each of us have answered questions separately, and then we will ask the other person what they think we answered. So a right answer is if we match. Does that make sense? Okay.
Which movie do I quote the most from?
Okay. I'm going to go with So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh, that's very close, but I was going to go with Dumb and Dumber.
Oh,
so close.
Right.
Any comedy from the early 90s.
Where would I go on vacation tomorrow if money / weather were no object?
Trying to look deep into your eyes to make sure I know the right answer here. I'm going to say Barcelona.
Oh, yes. Well, Spain is what I was going to say. Maybe Espana. A cross-country tour of Spain, including Barcelona. But yes, I was thinking back about my time studying abroad in Spain and feeling nostalgic the other day. So yes, that's what was on my mind. Good job. Plus one for you.
I'm winning.
Okay.
This is a tough one. It's a three-part answer. Which three things would I bring with me to a desert island?
This is hard. Can they be humans or canines?
I can't answer that question. Okay. No.
Oh, no? So Luna is not an answer? No.
I mean, I could, but I'm not going to bring a dog.
Okay. Three things. Oh, man. Quick question. Is it desert island or deserted island?
Desert?
I don't know. Like, why is there a desert in the middle of the ocean? I've always been confused by that.
It's deserted.
Deserted.
You say desert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to shoot in the dark here. Your phone.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I should get a plus one for that.
Okay. Plus one.
Your camera?
No.
Oh, because there's a camera on your phone.
Yeah. That'd be a waste of a genie wish.
Oh, boy. A Clif Bar. So you don't get hungry.
I mean, you got one and you got a plus one. So okay. That's pretty good.
Okay.
I was going to say a phone, a solar phone charger, because a phone's not going to do much good for one day.
You're so smart.
And a big knife.
Oh.
I feel like that'd be pretty handy things on an island.
Yeah. You know. Good call. Cut. Like a machete.
Right.
Okay.
That was a good effort, though.
Thank you. All right. Mine is next. What's my drink? Kind of easy. I'm giving you easy questions.
I don't know if I know the answer, so now I'm doubly embarrassed.
What's like my drink?
Alcoholic drink?
Mm-hmm. Or just any drink, but I was thinking alcoholic, so there's a hint for you.
Margarita?
Yes.
Hey.
Ding, ding, ding. Another plus one.
But you're kind of picky about your margaritas, so I wasn't sure.
I like them very tart. Yes.
Not a sugary girl.
No. Okay, next.
What is my most annoying habit?
Oh my gosh. You want this recorded for all time? Oh, man.
You can only pick one.
Most annoying. Okay, well, I'm going to say something where I annoy you.
Okay.
So I would say your misophonia, where you like get freaked out when I'm chewing really loudly.
That is annoying for both of us. It is. But that wasn't what I was thinking.
Oh, darn.
I was going to say leaving all the cupboard doors open.
Oh, yeah. That does bother me. I agree.
Seems like more of a habit than this disease that I have.
Okay. Okay. What's my irrational fear?
Bugs.
Oh, that's a really good one.
It's not bugs?
No. I was thinking shopping malls.
There's less rationality to that one. I agree.
I just get real weirded out when I go in them. I get kind of stressed and I just want to go to my safe place. Okay. Last question.
When did I realize I was in love with you?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say maybe when you asked me to go to a Chinese restaurant with your family after we met, like when we were still friends, but you picked me to go with you to this family event.
That's a good answer. Okay. That was like 2 days after we met.
Yeah.
When we were 18. I don't know if I knew I was in love with you at the time. I was 18. I was a little bit more dense at the time.
Okay. What was the right answer?
Self-aware. Somewhere around a year later, we went for a long walk in fall around beautiful campus of Indiana University.
Okay.
And it just hit me. Oh, boom.
Really?
I'm in love.
Oh. All right. Last one for you. Where was our first kiss?
Ooh, scandalous. I think it was in your dorm room.
Yes, you're right.
Nothing as cliche and romantic as that.
Yeah, in all the unair-conditioned, messy glory of a dorm room. All right, well, I think you won.
But you did a heck of an effort.
Well, thank you. What did I get? Like, plus one?
Yeah, plus one.
Okay.
For knowing that I would take my phone with me to a desert island.
Yes, and you got plus three, so you're the winner.
Bing, 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 bing. I am more of a bit of a game player than you are.
I would say so. So I guess that is an idea. Oh, my.
The crowd wants more.
All right. Well, that was fun. We should do that more often.
We'd get really good at it if we did it all the time.
Okay. Well, next, I think we should talk a little bit about a cooking date because they're so much fun. But if you don't have the right mindset going in, they can be a disaster. I remember in a previous podcast, we talked about our anniversary. I think it might have been like our second or third. Yeah, 1 year anniversary where we tried to make pizza together and we completely ruined both of them and ended up yelling at each other and then just went out for dinner, but we were still mad.
Mad.
So we have a few ideas for what can make for a successful cooking date. Because we don't want you to fall into that trap if you do try one. If you're kind of new to cooking or if you're short on time, don't pick like 7 recipes or even 3 recipes that are new to you to cook. Maybe try one and then accessorize that with a simple salad that you kind of throw together or just a bar of dark chocolate. Maybe don't try to make all a main, a side, and a dessert all in one night, just the two of you.
At least not for the first time. Right. Maybe you're well practiced.
Right. Another tip I have is avoid starting hungry.
But this one's so hard because you're making food.
I know. But we have both found that if we start cooking when we're hungry, we do not have fun cooking together. So we always try to have a little bit of nibblers out if we're hungry when we started, like maybe some roasted salted almonds or some olives. Some quick marinated olives. We like to just throw some lemon zest and olive oil on some olives. Just have that around so that when you're cooking, you're not starving.
I don't think that really is specific to cooking dates. You just should not be doing anything with another human if you're hangry.
Okay, good point. And that's a reminder to look back at our hangry episode. We had an episode in the past. I forget what number it is, but we did an episode on being hangry, which was pretty fun.
All right, next up, I know we've talked about this before, but you cannot have two cooks in the kitchen. You can have like 10 sous chefs, but only one head chef and then somebody helping out. So decide who is going to be in charge of the recipe and making sure it happens and boss the other person around.
Right. We've had sparring matches in the kitchen before. So to avoid that, it's good to just have one person in charge.
And that either means... one. You know, then they have to read the recipe and they have to make sure the timer's set. So it's kind of nice not to be the person in charge all the time.
Yeah. And a little tip about setting timers. If you have a Google Home or an Alexa, they are perfect for setting multiple timers. So just yell at your Google Home or your Alexa to turn on a timer for you. You can even name the timer so that if you have multiple ones going, you know which one is which. We do this all the time and I love it. I love bossing Alexa, or well, Google Home. Ours is named Google Home. I love bossing that around.
And he actually listens. I think that's why you like it so much.
I think it's a woman, actually, but yes, she does listen to me.
All right, and now my absolute favorite, slow the heck down. Sometimes we just are trying too hard to get dinner on the table, but if you had that pre-dinner hangry snack, then you don't need to rush, and it's way better to take an hour and have an incredible meal then take 45 minutes and be a mess.
Right. I have problems with this. I have some kind of like inner desire to do things really efficiently.
I'm compelled.
And quickly. And so it's been a learning process to cook with Alex. He likes to be pretty laid back. He's very efficient, but his overall mood is very laid back, whereas I'm very kind of taskmastery sometimes.
Well, you got to look at the big picture. You need an apron. You need some music. You need to just set the mood before you start going nuts on cooking.
Yeah, that's true. And that's another thing that's we've found important if you're having a cooking date, which is different than just cooking dinner on a normal night. If you're doing it as enjoyment and activity together, it's nice to have some music on. You can also boss your Alexa or Google Home around to do that, which we love doing.
So handy to have that robot in the room.
What's your favorite music to turn on when we're cooking?
Something upbeat, maybe yeah. Some jazz or dance music, just depends on the mood.
Or some like 90s music.
Yeah, that's always
fun. Pretty fun.
And if you're looking for there to be some romance after your meal, there is one more important thing that you need to do.
What is that?
You need to clean as you go because nobody wants okay. A big sink of dishes at the end of a meal.
This is true. And your family is really good at that. My mom's pretty good at it too, I guess. But
your,
I didn't.
Your mom doesn't even make a mess. It's yeah. Just like clean as she's actually cooking. It's amazing.
But I am like this tornado that goes around
barfs
the kitchen.
Tomato sauce and all directions.
Right. So that's something that I'm continuing to learn.
But if you have a sous chef, or does Google Home do dishes?
I don't think so yet, but that would be a good skill. It does learn, so you could teach it to maybe to help you with that.
So rather than two of you arguing over the best way to salt a dish, one person can do that and the other person can maybe rinse off some things and put them in the dishwasher.
Good call. Okay, those are some of our tips. So we hope that you'll try a cooking date. And in order to try a cooking date, you also need some recipes to try, right?
That makes sense.
So we have a few of those for you as well. We picked some of our favorite cooking date recipes.
Now, would you recommend making all of these for one date?
I would not. These are some separate items that you could do. Actually, you could do two of the recipes I picked. You could do hand in hand. But
all right.
Okay, so one of our favorite cooking date meals that we actually taught as a class a couple years ago for couples is salmon and papillote.
Yeah, this one's great. So you take papillote or paper, parchment paper.
That's French.
And you cut up some vegetables, some carrots. I forget what else is in there. Herbs, lemons, a bunch of yummy, tasty, savory stuff. And you put a couple pieces of salmon on top. And you fold that inside of the paper, which seems a little bit weird.
And the cute thing is that the paper, you cut it into a heart shape. And then you put all your, you put your salmon and your vegetables, and then you fold it over. But it's very Valentine's Day appropriate. So
it's very important to be cute for Valentine's Day.
It is. That is very important.
This one's not pink, so it needs extra cute. I guess salmon's kind of pink. And then you just bake it right inside of that parchment paper, and it becomes this incredibly moist all-in-one dinner packet. It's pretty great.
Yeah, that's one of our favorites, and we continue to make it since we posted it on our website. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Another favorite that we just created this season for Valentine's Day is a heart-shaped pizza.
Wait, it's another heart-shaped thing.
I know. This is so cute. But this is about love. It's not really about Valentine's Day.
It's about being heart healthy.
Right. You can listen to this episode any time of the year and gain some insight about spending time together with people you love cooking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay. So heart-shaped pizzas. I mean, I feel like any time of the year, if I was served a heart-shaped pizza, I would be excited about that.
I would agree.
Especially if I was a kid, that would be even more exciting.
Except you want to be careful promising the heart shape, because it can sometimes be hard just to get the pizza inside the oven without it being deformed. So doing that with a specific shape in mind can be a little bit dangerous.
Good point.
If this is your first time making pizza, I'd maybe recommend just sticking with the old circle.
A circle. Right. And when we made this pizza, Alex mentioned that the type of pizza peel that we have, kind of the super fancy pizza peel, is really helpful if you're making a different shape of a pizza. So it's, what is it called again?
I think it's just called a super peel, but we'll put a link to it in the show notes. And if you know somebody who likes to make pizza that maybe you would like to celebrate Valentine's Day with, this would be a wonderful gift.
Perfect. So basically it's a conveyor on a pizza peel. So pizza peel is just a big paddle. And the super peel uses a piece of canvas, I think it is, and kind of works as a conveyor to get your pizza right onto the pizza stone.
And it's like absolutely magic. If you've made pizza for years without one, this will change your life.
All right. So this pizza, the heart-shaped pizza that we just posted on our website, had caramelized onions on it, which are always fantastic. And then just some shaved Brussels sprouts. And then a tomato sauce, mozzarella cheese. So pretty easy. The only time-consuming part is, well, number one, making the pizza dough. And then number two, caramelizing the onions, which usually takes about 45 minutes to an hour to cook them down.
More than enough time to clean as you go.
So you may want to make your dough in advance. You also could caramelize your onions in advance and then just whip up the pizza the day of making.
Or just do it all during your date and have a bottle of wine.
You could, yeah.
Super chill.
Okay. And
you can hear her. It's painting her. She just wants to get through the recipe as fast as possible.
Not true. Okay. And the last recipe we wanted to mention is a new recipe we just created for chocolate bark, which is one of our favorite, just really easy desserts that seem special and is not too much effort. This one that we created this year is an all-natural pink chocolate swirled bark. So we used beetroot powder to make the chocolate, to turn white chocolate into pink chocolate.
Cute. Which
is very cute, right? It's something I had been pondering for quite a while. I hadn't really seen a lot of it done on the internet or in books. And so I decided to try it, and actually kind of worked, which was exciting. And then I swirled it together with dark chocolate to make a marbled pattern. And we actually, I took a video while I was doing it because I also was looking around for instructions on how to marble chocolate. It was hard to find. So I've created a video of that. It's a really eye-popping, fun dessert that you can make anytime. And it looks fabulous. It's not that much effort.
And it's so simple, even a 7-year-old could do it because our niece just made it.
It's true. We saw a picture of her making it. So thank you, Julia, for making our chocolate.
Well, that seems like a pretty good selection of options for this Valentine's Day. Good for dates, good for family fun, good for everyone.
And we realize that this episode is coming out on Valentine's Day, so you may have to postpone your celebration till the weekend, which is a perfect time to make all the things.
You may have already celebrated, and it's time for number two, because why not?
Right. And these, like we said, these recipes work any time of the year. Doesn't have to be Valentine's Day, just a special day that you might want a heart-shaped pizza.
Which is every day.
I would eat one every day.
So we want to hear what you guys made or are making for Valentine's Day. Are you a new cook who's trying out something new, maybe one of our recipes? Or have you been cooking with your loved ones for decades and you have some fancier meals that you like to cook? Actually, if you love fancy date meals, we have a cookbook from a friend that we absolutely love.
Yeah, it's called Date Night In. It's by our friend Ashley Rodriguez of the blog Not Without Salt. And it has such great ideas. There are menus for cooking as a date night in.
Which is just the best kind of date night, if you ask me.
Right. We made a cacio e pepe pasta from her book, and it was delicious. So I'll put a link to that recipe in the show notes as well.
So let us know what you're cooking on Instagram at @acouplecooks or Twitter or Facebook or just at @acouplecooks.com.
Okay, can you ask me one more newlywed game question?
I suppose. You're just trying to get more points, aren't you?
Maybe.
What is my favorite food?
I should probably know this because I think you talked about it on the A Couple Cooks podcast about a year ago.
That was like a year ago,
though. Yeah. But I think you, I think you said celery.
Yes, you got it. You finally got it. Love celery.
I just don't get how that can be a favorite food.
It's so refreshing like, and crunchy.
Over all foods you could pick.
Full of fiber. Especially oh. Celery hearts, you know, that really tender inside.
All right. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can find us over at A Couple Cooks on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also find us at acouplecooks.com or leave us a comment on this episode. Go to acouplecookspodcast.com and click the link to this episode.
And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you shared this podcast with a friend. If you know somebody who loves to cook, let them know all about our podcast.
Or someone who just likes listening to silly banter.
Or just really anybody who knows how to work podcast apps. Let them know. I bet they'd love it.
Talk to you next time.